Yeah, that's right, Catherine. There's about 40,000 people in Ireland have epilepsy. Access to free travel has long been an issue for those people. Many people with epilepsy have driving licenses and drive, but if they have an episode, they automatically lose the license and need to be seizure free for a minimum of a year to get it back. Other people who have uncontrolled epilepsy, they number between 10 and 15,000 in Ireland, and they would never have a license in the first place. And then there's some people with the condition, and because of its unpredictable nature, they choose not to drive in the first place. So as a result of that, many people with epilepsy depend on public transport, and that can be a financial burden. And there have been cases of people having to give up employment because of transport costs. So the call here is not for all 40,000 people that have epilepsy, but for those who have temporarily lost their license, those who with uncontrolled epilepsy, and those who decide not to drive as a precautionary measure. And of those controlled epilepsy, the number of people there, a lot of them already have a qualifying payment as well. So Epilepsy Ireland estimate that this would only increase the free travel scheme by about less than 1%. And at the moment, to qualify for free travel, you must be in receipt of a social protection qualifying payment from the department, things like disability allowance or invalidity pension. So imagine that be a change to allow people with epilepsy to apply for free travel on a standalone basis based on their individual need. This would make a big difference to those people. That would improve their social lives. It would help them in accessing services and accessing employment and education as well. So it's an important issue. It wouldn't cost a fortune. And I've been asked to put the motion forward by members of Epilepsy Ireland, and I hope that the Donegal County Council will support that tomorrow and get in contact with the ministers involved and ask them to change this.
And it would give those affected peace of mind too. Like, if something unfortunate were to happen, like if they were temporarily to lose their license, they would have this to fall back on.
Absolutely. It just gives people that bit of security. And especially for those people who maybe are in employment and so on. But if they were to have something that meant that they lost their license for a year, it could make a big, big difference to them being able to continue in employment or in education or whatever. So it is important, and I think there is something that can be done, but it would need the intervention of a number of the government ministers to change things as they are now.